Again, the Gemara starts going, Shenimtas achas mayan sada shenish shaloy. Let's say the third wife that collected a field now finds out that it is stolen goods. Over baal choiv meuchar shekodam v'gova kiniflagi. Now the machlekes says, what happened now? The fourth wife, true, now comes and gets the fourth field. Now tomorrow, the third wife is losing out to taking the field away from her. So the shailur is, she is the baal choiv, really before the fourth wife. So it comes out now the fourth wife collected really before the third wife. Does the third wife have a right to take it away now from the fourth one or not? That's the machlokes. The baal choiv muchar. Here the fourth wife, shehok sav, hok suba was last, shekodem v'gova. It happens to be now she collected the fourth field, and at the time she had the right to keep it. But now when they take away the field from the third wife now, the question, does she have a right to take it away from the fourth wife or not? Tanakama sovar ma shegovar lo yigva. Tanakama holds ma shegovar lo yigva. That the fourth wife collected a field, that means nothing. She has a right to hold on to it until the third wife loses her karka. But once the gazla nigzar comes and takes away from the third wife has the right to go to the fourth wife and say, you want to keep this field, you can't keep it, because my ksuba, it was written before your ksuba. So I have a right to collect the money. You're a baal choiv mukhor, you're a later baal choiv. Even though you collected the lachar is lagov, it means nothing. She gets it back. So therefore, Tana Kama says the fourth wife doesn't have to swear. There's no reason to make her swear, because the third wife is not going to lose out. The day they take away the field from the third wife, she's going to go to the fourth one and get the field away from her. Therefore, the third one has no right to make the fourth one swear once she collects her field. Because she'll get it back. He holds no. When the fourth wife collects her field, once she collects it, she keeps it. Even though tomorrow it comes out the third wife is going to lose her field, and she doesn't have anything to collect the ksuba with, so what? It's fafalim already. Since when the fourth wife took it, she took it v'din, it's called Masha Govar, is Govar. So therefore it's good why Venena says the third wife has the right to be nervous and wants the fourth wife to swear before she takes the field. Like, I want to make sure you weren't paid up before. Because by you taking this fourth field now, I'm going to lose out. I know myself tomorrow, they're going to take away the field I have, and I'm going to be without a field. So therefore she has the right to make the fourth one swear before she collects the ksuba to make sure that she wasn't paid up when the husband was still alive. So this is the machlokes. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuha. I tell you the kula yalna everybody holds, ma shegova legova. Nothing doing. What she collected means nothing. The fourth wife, she has the last ksuba. She was married last. She has the last right to get the ksuba. So true, at the time she collected the fourth field. But now tomorrow, the next week, when the third wife, when they take away the field from her, Avada, she has a right now to go to the fourth wife and say, the field you took last, you can't keep. That fourth field is not meshuvah to you. My ksuba was written before you. I have a right to get it back. Everybody holds this way. The kula yalma ma shegova legova. That the fourth wife collected and took the field means nothing. When they take it away from the third one, she collects it back from the fourth wife. If so, why does Benena say that the fourth wife has to swear? Why should she have to swear? The third wife is not going to lose out. For och, you know what the machlokes over here is. V'och bechashinon shema tachsif kemiflagi. The machlokes is, are we afraid that the fourth wife, when she gets this fourth field, she's not going to take too good care of it? She won't take good care of it because she's afraid that maybe it's going to be taken away from her. So therefore, she's not going to keep it so well. So Rashi says like this. Yeshua de Benenas, time am I, what do you have to swear for? Tigsavar Benenas holds the Chashin Shema Tachsa for Avias. Hazoi says Asada. We're afraid the fourth wife, she won't take care of the field. She'll let it rot away. She gave it. Why? Tichichazi, if she's going to see the Loi Mashvi in law, that we don't make her swear, like she just saw what happened with the other three wives. The other three wives, each one of them, before they collected the ksuba, they had to swear that they did not receive any money. Now, if the fourth one does not have to swear, she's going to say to herself, you know why they're not making me swear? because yada the hodra shlishis eloi kishiyotlo mashu biyadoim, because the fourth one knows something's doing. Like she figures, listen, they're not going to let me keep the field anyway too long. They plan to take it away from me. That's why they're letting me have it without a shvuah. So if so, we're afraid that even though she'll keep it for a long time, she won't take good care of it. So therefore, Benenna says, we'll make her swear anyway. We'll make her swear in order that she should feel she's getting an equal share in the ksuba, and she has to take good care of it. So that's why we make her swear. And Tanakama says, no, we're not afraid of this. We're not afraid she'll ruin the field. Therefore, since Lamaisa, she has a right to collect it, she's not ruining it for anybody, she doesn't have to swear. The Machlokes says, are we afraid that she'll let the field go to waste, but she won't take good care of it? Abaye Rama Abaye says like this. Abaye Rama no, the Abaye Kshisha Ike Benayu. You know what the Machlokes Tanakam and Benenna says? The Machlokes says in Abaye Kshisha Zalocha. The Tony Abaye Kshisha, we learned Abaye Kshisha said like this. Yisaimim Shamru. That there's a locher always, that whenever you collect money from Yisaimim, if a father died, and true, the father owed people money, and they want to come and collect the money, they go to the Yisaimim. So a locher is, before you collect money away from the Yisaimim, you have to swear. But the Rabbanu, we make you swear that you didn't collect your money. So a locher is, G'daylim v'yein tzorach lo mikatanim. Not only if the kids are katanim that don't know what happened by their father's doings, but even if the yorshim, the kids are G'daylim. Even if they're big kids, still the locher is, whoever comes to collect money away from the Yorshim have to swear first. Here also, this fourth wife, even though it could be the kids, the Yorshim of the father, are big boys, but so what? Since Lamaisa, this Isha, the fourth wife, is collecting a ksuba, taking away the money from the Yorshim, the locher is, Benenna sold, she has to swear before she can take money away from the Yorshim. Tanakama, lest lady Abaye Kshisha. The Tanakama does not from Abaye Kshisha. Tanakama says no. When is the Yerbalach that you have to swear before you collect money from your Yisaimim? If they're Ketanim. If they're small kids, they don't know what was doing with their father's money, then you have to swear first. But if the kids are Gedolim, older boys, they know what's doing with the father's property, then you don't have to swear. O Benenas Islay the Abaye Kshisha. Mashenge Benenas yields no, even though you take away from Yisaimim Gedolim, that's the Loch always that you have to swear before you take away from Yisaimim. So that's the Machlokes the Mishnah, that this fourth wife, when she's collecting the Ksuba, true, the other wives are not losing out, but there's the Loch all over. According to Benenas, according to Abaye Kshisha, that whenever you collect money away, even from Yisaimim Gedolim, you have to swear first. Omer Rav Huna, for instance, like this. Hani Trey Achi. Let's say you have two brothers. Kids that are doing business together. Relso Trey Shutfi. You have two Shutfi and two partners doing business together. The Yistlu Dina Bahadi Chad. A third person that comes and says, listen, I have a claim against you. Against your Shutfis, against your business. I have a claim. You owe me $1,000. Now, so he calls them to a Din Torah. The Yozel Chad Minayu Bahadai Ladina. One of the Shutfim, or one of the brothers, one of the partners, go to handle Din Torah with this person. And he lost the Din Torah. He lost out, he has to pay the money. Is Lemotzi Idach Lemeimor, the other Shutfim, or the other brother, didn't go to Din Torah, can't wake up now and say, Lemeimalei, At La Badavon de Diyat. He can't come and say, listen, I don't want to hear this Din Torah. Don't bother me. I wasn't there, I'm not paying you no money. You didn't call me to the Din Torah. I don't know what's doing here. You can't say that. El or rather, we say no. When you have two partners, and one partner goes to the Din Torah, he's going for both partners. And when you have two brothers the same way, and they call one brother to the Din Torah, he, Lamais, is representing the other Shutav also. And if he went to the Din Torah and he lost, he has to pay the money. Lamais, they have to pay the money. And the other Shutav can't wake up now and say, I wasn't there, I would have stopped it.
Yeah.
Smur says, Rav Nachman Asura. Rav Nachman went to visit in the town Surya. Shailu ki agav na yeskim. What's the luck in this case? Ki agav na mai. Omalus, he answers back, Masnisni, Samisha Mishnah. Hamishnah says, O Rishoino nishbat lashniya. Says the first wife, when she collects the ksuba, she has to swear to the second one. O shniya lishlishi, the second to the third. O shlishis to revias. Now, the Ilu Rishon Lishlish is like a Tani. It doesn't say that the first wife is going to have to swear to the second wife, to the third wife also. It just says the first wife swears to the second one. That's all. but she does not have to swear again to the third wife. My time, why not? Love isn't it? Mishum the shlichus of the that she's doing the shlichus. In other words, they're all four wives here. They all want to collect the ksuba equally. So when you swear to one of them, it's like you're swearing to all of them. So when you swear to one, that shvua helps for everybody. All right, turn over. No, they're not really strangers here. But they're collecting the money, though. All right. Oh, look at the money. The money's a little bit different, though. Mar says, right there, me dummy, no. What's one have to do with the other? Me dummy. Hosam shvuli yechod shvuli meya. There's no difference. Better, when you want the wife to swear. So one wife swears now in the Kitas Chepas that I didn't take any money. So once she swore, she swear to one person, there's no need to swear a second time. What do you gain if I swear a second time? Those things, if you want to know you're telling the truth or not. So if you swear once, we know you're telling the truth. There's no, you can't swear a second time. That's why we don't make a swear a second time. But Hochoma here, the Shutter says no. Ilo ano avoy, if you would have called Mitra bin Torah, Tanin and Tvei, I would have spoke up much more than you. You don't know how to argue. Chesh can't ship the highway I would have given to the guy. He wanted to beat me. So maybe I could, that's the Chiddush. No, you can't say that. Fulay Amorim, but when can't you say that? Elo de la Isa v'mosa. When, you want in the town. This is the upshot. He answered back, there's no right to the Mishnah. In other words, here, if I care, this other Shutev has a right to say that if I would have been there, I would have gained on the deal. So therefore, I'm not taking the Din Torah. That's what he holds. So this Gemara says it's true. It's a good story, he's saying. If you weren't in the town, in the city, today, the Din Torah. So then you have a right to say, listen, if I would have been there, I would have won the Din Torah. Therefore, I don't acknowledge this Din Torah. But let's say the second Shutev was in the town, and really he could have went to the Din Torah, then nothing doing. Then we have a tine on you. If you want to say you could have won out, you should have went. Since you didn't go out, you didn't go to the Din Torah, that's a little of a proof that you couldn't have won anymore. That you relied totally on your other Shutev. And if your other Shutev lost, you also lose out. Just if it wasn't possible for you to be there by the Din Torah, then you have this taina. And according to me, maybe you do the Din Torah over again, or you don't have to pay your tzad, you have a right to say, I would have had better tainas, I would have won. Itmar will look like this. What's going to be Bei Shtorois HaYotzim B'yei Mechot? Two Shtoros go out on the same day. So Rashi learns, Mochas Soda Achas L'Shnei B'nei Yodim B'yei Mechot. Ruvain owned the field, and Chmeis, for some reason, Ruvain in the morning sold the field to Shimon, and in the afternoon he sold the field to Levi. He sold the same field to two people, and he wrote two shtaros, one to Levi, one to Shimon, and now they both come to Bezin to collect the field. And Bezin looks at the shtar, they're both written the same day, so who gets the field? Who owns the field? What do we do here? Bei shtaros hayetzim b'yemechot. So Rav or Machoket, Rav says they both have a right to the field. It's mamash like they're both muchzik in the field, so then it's yachloikil, they have to divide the field equally. They both have a right to keep the field here for the field. Shmuel says, no, shudda d'daini. Shudda d'daini means Bezin has a right to do whatever they feel. Whichever one they feel he really wanted to sell it to, and the other one he just wanted to jip the guy, that's what Bezin does. Rashi learns, lefi royis eini adayonim, yatil vaschus v'achayva. The way that Bezin sees the situation, like they know one guy was a close friend and one guy wasn't so close. So most probably he really meant to sell it to his close friend and the other guy, some wanted to jip, play a game on the other guy. So that's the locha. Bezin has the right to do the way they see fit. Fred Gemara, what's the machlokes tolyin? Lema, let's say, Rav diyam mekarev meya. Rav that says chokin goes like Rav meya shita diyam eidah chasim karsi. That Aiden that signed in the star, Aiden Chasima, the Aiden that signed in the star, those are the ones that make up the star. So Rashi says like this, Karabi Meya the Yomar, Linyin Get, when you write up a Get, Aiden Chasima Ika Krisis. Which Gitim, you know you need Aiden. What's the Ika Aiden by a Get? The Aiden that signed in the star. Those are the Aiden that make the Krisis. Vechem Linyin Ashtoris, the same thing by Hilch Ashtoris. Who makes up a star? Not Adam that see give over the star in front of the two Adam, but the two Adam that sign in the star. Adam Chasima, those are the ones that make up the star. Now the Elu Shneim Nechtemu B'yei Mechot. These two stars were signed the same day. The Mokum Shein Kaisun Shoyis. We're talking about not in Mishlayim. They don't write the day, the hour of the day. So kisa, both shtars are written up the same day. Is goli datayu diyein makpidim ala koydim lachaveroi. V'yafilo ze shachl ze mincha. Is ein ze goy v'yosim ze. Since they didn't write up the hour of the day, so not makpid, who's early, who's later in the day. Therefore, they both have an equal right to this field. Hilkach, my shudu the dain equal a meima. Ein odin yochol yafas koychash ze mishol ze. Heviyod eidi chasim akarsi. Say the chasim akarsi means the shtar is chal according to the eidim that signed in the shtar. Now this shtar, the date says today. So if two shtaros were written today, they both have equal powers. You can't say one shtar is better than the other shtar. They both have signed today, and the signatures make the shtar, and since there wasn't written the hour of the day, mashma clearly both shtaros is a good shtar, so how could you say one is better than the other one? So therefore, if you hold Chokin, cause the crutch for a meyer. But I tell you, Shmuel,